Hi, this is Pam Brown.
I'm Ann Diver Stamness, and this is Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50.
This week, our program begins an exploration of work in later life.
Our guest today is Carrie Hannon, who's with us by phone from Virginia. She is an expert on career transitions, personal finance, and retirement, the author of a dozen books, and AARP's Work and Jobs Expert. In 2015, she testified before the Senate Special Committee on Aging on Work in Retirement, Career Reinventions, and the New Retirement Workscape. Welcome to Chronologically Gifted, Carrie.
It's great to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely. You note that many older people are choosing to work for pay in retirement. You call it a new stage in career progression. What's causing this shift?
You know, I think the main reason we're seeing this trend is that we are living longer, healthier lives than generations before us. And that's, you know, a blanket statement, but we're definitely seeing evidence of this. You know, there's this whole sort of bonus chapter of our lives that we may never had before. So that's one reason why people want to continue working, because there's a fear of outliving their money. There is an issue, you know, if you can continue to work, you can keep contributing to retirement accounts. You can kind of stave off dipping into those retirement accounts, and so that it continues to grow, can push back taking Social Security, which gives you sort of an extra bump each year you delay up until age 70. So there's really some really great financial reasons to do so. So I think your primary reason is this longevity bonus we're seeing that allows for people just to stay in the game. For many people, it is the desire to stay relevant, to have a reason to get up in the morning, to be part of the social network. There's so many psychological reasons to stay in the workforce and doing something, whether it's part-time and so forth. Just that whole reason to do that, studies have shown that it keeps you cognitively healthier, your mind sharper, it's use it or lose it, and that social interaction is really, really important in lots of ways, not only to sort of keep people from getting kind of this isolation or depression that can happen when you're no longer, you know, really regularly engaged in doing something.
It seems like there's a difference between unemployment and retirement. The latter usually voluntary, and the former is often not by choice. How do the experiences of retired and unemployed older adults differ, both in how they feel about not working and in how they approach job seeking?
Well, if it's somebody who has retired from a position and really wants to be back in the workplace because they want to, for the reasons we just discussed, there is a great deal of frustration often when you're over a certain age. You know, ageism is alive and well in the workplace, and it certainly does take longer to find a job when you're over 55 than when you're younger. So I think that there are elements that can be pretty frustrating in the job market, and so it just, you know, takes time, patience, and really, truly, you know, knowing what it is you want and knowing that it's going to take you a little bit longer, and you really have to reach into your network in order to find a job.
What do older workers bring to their employment that companies may find of great value?
Oh, I love that question. There is so much. I think the primary things that an older worker can bring, or as I like to call them, experienced worker, is there is a sense of loyalty. There is not as much sort of job jumping around. They have great communication skills. They have a work ethic that is often really ingrained up over the years. They're really very focused on their job, and they bring a sort of ballast to the workplace, a sort of a presence of experience. And they often, depending on the position, they really have a network, and they've seen it, they've done it before. They don't get rattled easily. And so you often can hire somebody who's older and experienced that can hit the ground running. There's not a lot of training necessary in many cases. And so they've seen a problem before. They can solve your problems today, which is really what employers are looking for.
Carrie, you've written about an encore career. What are some steps that older adults could pursue as they contemplate transitioning from their first career into working during retirement?
Oh, yes. I mean, encore careers are fantastic. And often people at this stage in life want to pursue work that's in the nonprofit arena as well. It's a part of the spirit of giving back, and we want to make a difference at this stage in our life. So you may be shifting into doing nonprofit work of some kind. But there are some clear things that you can do to prepare yourself for this. And I encourage people, start thinking at 50 what you might want to do at 55 or 55 at 60, because a career transition to an Encore career, it does not happen overnight. You have to plan for that. The ones in my book, What's Next, Follow Your Passion and Find Your Dream Job, I really looked at people who had done something for 20 or 30 years and made a big shift. And the ones who were successful did a couple of key things. Number one, they took their time, no rash moves. They took that time to add skills or whatever they might need to move to that area that they want to work in. And it usually was a passion, maybe something they'd always wanted to do since childhood, or a way of giving back. And so with a nonprofit that they really felt passionate about the mission. Number two is do the job. I encourage people to take the time to moonlight or volunteer. If it's something you think you really want to do, go give it a try and see, because it might not be as dreamy as you really expect it to be when you're actually doing it on a regular basis. And you should reach out and talk to people who are doing those jobs and find out how they got them, what kinds of skills and experience might be helpful to you to make that move into that area. And finally, it's really important to be financially fit if you can be, because money is the biggest stumbling block for people making a career shift into an Encore career. Successful career changers or Encore careers, it usually takes that 3 to 5 year span to really get your traction. So if you can be financially fit, and that can take time to downsize your home perhaps or pay down big credit card debts, do a budget first. Where can you trim around the edges? But when you're lean, it opens up the possibilities of what you can do, because you're not sort of restricted by a certain income that you need in order to pay the bills. It makes you nimble, so you can try a couple of different things, and it gives you the opportunity to either, if you're going to start your own business, you might not be able to pay yourself for a year or so as you reinvest in your business. If you're really making a career change for something you want to do for the next 10 or 15 years, you might not make as much as you did in your previous jobs, and you probably won't because you're starting over, at least initially. So to be financially fit is a big, big step up and will really help you be able to achieve those dreams.
Carrie Hannon, it was great to talk with you today. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Annie is our editor and engineer.
Tune in next Thursday to Chronologically Gifted Conversations on Life After 50. For more information, past shows, and the links to our podcasts, email, and Facebook group, go to chronologicallygifted.org.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Annie. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll be here next week, and we hope you will be too.